Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So a month of grief and tragedy, and now weeks of national focus and large-scale protests for the city of Sanford, Florida, at the center of the Trayvon Martin shooting case, and the calls for the arrest and charging of Neighborhood Watch Captain George Zimmerman. It's been said repeatedly that the 28-year-old Zimmerman has not been brought up on any charges because, due to Florida's Stand Your Ground law, the use of deadly force is legal in the state if one finds themselves in a life-threatening confrontation. But is that much of an explanation as to why authorities didn't move when the circumstances of this case became known, or at least the questions about those circumstances became known? It's a question for our next guest. Jeff Triplett is the mayor of Sanford, Florida, and we're thrilled you could join the program. Mayor Triplett, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Is that any kind of an explanation, that the Stand Your Ground law essentially means that the police and investigators stand down?
There's a lot of questions to that law. You know, the governor's formed a task force to look into that. There's a lot of people reviewing that right now. I can't really speak to the investigation as a whole.
But let's just try to do it as a less formal conversation. I mean, why would, you know, someone's shot, someone's down? Why would police? What possible explanation would there be for police not to act?
You know, that's the question that I've had when I first heard of this. I first got involved. I mean, that's the first question I have. The law that came into effect in 2005 or 2006, I believe, had some very like I said, no law is perfect. And if that's the one that this is hanging the hat on, I've got some serious thoughts and problems with it, as do a lot of other people.
I'm trying to pin you down here. I don't want you to feel like I'm being confrontational, but again, I think a lot of people have a frustration. So do police get told by lawyers, because of this law, if somebody gets shot and there's somebody walking around saying it was self-defense, you can't touch them? I can't believe that meetings like that take place, but is that what's going on here?
Our law enforcement is, and I understand your question. I mean, the Stand Your Ground law has its implications. Now, if that's when the claim of self-defense is out there, our officers are obviously talking with the state's attorney at that time, going over the information. So, that was the call that was made right then. And that's, to be honest with you, that's the reason why I personally went up to D.C. to make the call to have the whole thing investigated, to take a look at, to have it reviewed, as to if we did everything right, state's attorneys did everything right, at that point in time.
Now, you're the mayor of Sanford, Florida, so you obviously have an interest in the peace and tranquility in your town, and that peace and tranquility has certainly been disrupted in the last couple of weeks. Am I right about that?
That is absolutely correct.
All right, so as a mayor, with the peace on the streets of your own city at stake, can't you call up the cops and say, get the hell out there and do something about this, or do they just stonewall you?
When our officers reviewed that case with the state's attorney, they put together the investigation and they handed it to the state's attorney. You know, one of our commissioners said it best is that, the bureaucracy, the government moves at 55 miles per hour, and we're in a 155 mile per hour society right now. I just have to. There's really not. My hands are tied right now as to what I can and can't do. What I can do is everything I've done up to this point is to talk to everybody, to call in, the state and the Department of Justice to review it, to ask everyone to expedite the reviews and the prosecution as to the grand jury or the special prosecutor.
Well, we'd love to know what you think out there. If you have advice for Jeff Triplett, mayor of Sanford, Florida, things you think he should do or should have done, or are you supportive of the kinds of things he's saying on the program, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or just go to thetakeaway.org. Jeff, a final question on your particular circumstances. Then we're going to bring our good friend Farai today in here. Do you think the police department, by deliberately leaking information about George Zimmerman right now, is trying to defend itself from this investigation that you've called for?
You know, we're still. I had a long talk with the chief and the city manager yesterday about this, and after the supposed leak came out, I'm very frustrated with that. We've got an active investigation as to who that came out, where that came from, if it came from the police department or from somewhere else, and you know, that's just not the professionalism that we would show from any law enforcement officer, and you know, whether it's a defense of their position or just trying to make things worse, it has not done us any good whatsoever.
All right, Jeff Triplett is the mayor of Sanford, Florida. Stay with us. Farai Chidea, a blogger at Farai.com here in the studio, Studio 3 WGBH in Boston. Farai, what do you make of what the mayor is saying? If you have a question, go ahead and throw it to him, and just give me your sense of where we stand now in the Trayvon Martin case.
Well, sir, I'm definitely interested in the leak specifically about the empty marijuana baggie, the Trayvon Martin leak.
And that's a leak from the police department, not from the mayor's office, but go ahead.
Yes, but how do you respond? I mean, there was a case in New York City where Mayor Giuliani opened up juvenile records of someone who'd been killed in a police shooting. This is not obviously a police shooting. This is a citizen shooting, but it involves law enforcement's interpretation of the shooting. And how do you process the idea that Trayvon Martin is now being portrayed as someone who used marijuana, although whether or not he did, it is irrelevant, seemingly, to this case?
Mayor Triplett?
It is irrelevant, as far as I'm concerned, and that's why I'm overly frustrated with, if that came from our police department, the effects that the long-ranging effects that had. That's why we're, you know, the conversation is being had that you know, I said in behind closed doors yesterday to my city manager and police acting police chief that I want to know who it is and I want them gone, and we're going to act on that as soon as I get that information.
Do you think that kind of action is enough to heal? And I'm talking with Farai Chidea here in the studio, Mayor Triplett, but listen in. Is enough to heal the racial divisions that now seem to be moving out of control in the protests and the sense of bitterness on the street, as long as George Zimmerman is at large?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I'm a fellow right now at the Institute of Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and I was randomly getting ice cream and saw I Am Trayvon Martin March. You know, a bunch of people of all races, seemingly students or student age.
Right here
marching,
in Cambridge.
Yeah, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And so I don't think the outrage is limited to any one race. So I do think that there's a racial aspect to this killing, and I've said that before. But I also think that the outrage transcends. I mean, when I talk to parents of many different races, they are concerned that this law sets a precedent that their children could be killed. And I think that that is something we have to remember.
The whole concept of hoodies is completely changed in this discourse.
Well, you know, the NRA, I don't know if you've mentioned this previously on air, but the NRA is now selling a hoodie that can carry a concealed weapon. So there's a very bizarre moment going on right now where the hoodie is being used as a protest symbol, but it's also being used as a marketing device.
And what do you make of the coverage? Every night on cable, the protests then become news coverage. And again, the facts are few and far between. We're getting a lot of leaks, but not a lot of facts.
Well, Geraldo made his statement about hoodies basically being, you know, a universal symbol of criminal behavior, which has been widely criticized. But then also one of the more interesting media missteps was you know, from Twitchy. This is a website run by conservative blogger Michelle Malkin, and she had a photo of Trayvon Martin Martin giving a double shooty, i.e. middle finger. It was a Trayvon Martin. It was not the Trayvon Martin. It was someone else on Facebook,
wow.
Which just shows that you really can't research your whole, you know, kind of facts by Facebook. And the whole idea of painting this kid as a gangsta is just ridiculous.
And social media has really raised the voltage on this entire discourse, that's for sure. Farai Jadeh, a blogger at Farai.com, a fellow at the JFK School here at the WGBH in Boston. Mayor Jeff Triplett, I don't envy you, but thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Jeff Triplett, mayor of Sanford, Florida. The Trayvon Martin case, you can weigh in at 877-8MYTAKE. Thanks so much.